This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness, there's bad news for Donald Trump. I don't even know if he's going to go to this event, but, hey, it's coming up. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. And you're wondering, what is Kevin Jackson talking about that's coming up? It's every year it happens. Donald Trump said, in previous years, I don't think he's been to either one since he's been president. He went to him before, back before he was president, when he could enjoy himself. Now he can't because all the so-called humor has been directed at him. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, 844-551-8255. You know the event I'm talking about. They call it the White House Correspondents Association Dinner, and they're not going to have a comedian this year. I said, when I heard the announcement, they haven't had a comedian in years there. Jimmy Kimmel? He's a political pundit and a hack. He's a bad political pundit. What was a woman, the girl from Michelle something, that had a show on Netflix that got immediately canceled? They had her. She's a girl that's into bestiality, having sex with her dogs, for goodness sakes. Holy cow. Hey, leftists, be proud. That's what you've birthed. People that have this fluidity in their sexuality, and their fluidity in their careers, because Jimmy Kimmel used to be a comedian, and suddenly he's become a political pundit that knows nothing about politics, and he's lost touch with comedy. If it weren't for their writers, people like Colbert and Kimmel wouldn't even know what to say. God, they used to be clever. They're not clever anymore. They're not funny. We're funny. I talked to Hopkins. And Milo, and honestly, I'd love to consider doing a comedy event where I bring those two and a couple of other of my friends who are good comedians. We did this before. It was amazing. It was a funny show. So we're considering doing it again. Katie's hysterical. I don't know if you know much about her. She's a comedian. Milo is just, he doesn't care what he says. The only thing is our show is PG-13, and with Milo, it wouldn't be. Milo's crazy. But maybe we'll do that. We'll see. Anyway, the White House Correspondents Association dinner is not going to have a comedian. Instead, they're going to have Ron Chernoff. They say one of the most eminent biographers of American presidents and statesmen. He's going to be the featured speaker at the dinner. This dinner is April 27th of next year. And you know what? I was overjoyed to hear this. We're going to bring some decorum back to the White House Correspondents Association dinner, because it's been gone in the time of Obama. It's become a joke, the same as his presidency. See, it's degraded. It's regressed. It's retro, which doesn't mean good necessarily. But now we're going to get a guy that understands what's going on. And here's what they said. I'm delighted that Ron will share his lively, deeply researched perspectives on American politics and history at the 2019 White House Correspondents Dinner, said Oliver Knox, chief Washington correspondent for SiriusXM and president of the White House Correspondents Association. As we celebrate the importance of a free and independent news media to the health of the republic, I look forward to hearing Ron place this unusual moment in the context of American history. Now, I know this. I love comedy. I love it when the guys would get up there in the old days and they would roast Reagan or roast, you know, Bush or whomever, when it was really in the spirit of bipartisanship. And don't misunderstand me. If I go back and listen now, I'm sure it'll have a little twinge of leftism to it. But it wasn't so over the top, so one-sided that you just felt like you had to go take a shower, like you'd been, you know, abused afterwards. You know, that's the way I felt for the past few years. Oh, you don't have to ask. I have not watched it. I used to watch it. It was funny, especially the beginning. I wanted to see the temp, you know, sort of the temperature of it. how it was going to go. And then I'd watch it. And the presidents have always sat out there and just, you know, been self-deprecating, watching. It was almost like a bit of a roast, but it was fun to watch. During the time of Obama, these guys found ways to compliment this dude, poke a little fun at him without it getting over the top. And, I mean, quite frankly, they could have gone hard at him, but they would touch on issues that needed a deeper dive. But they kept it up, you know, above the breast, which is fine. I don't care. You don't have to try to get deep at the correspondence dinner. But they could have. I mean, this is a man who was ready to put them in prison. And they laughingly went along. This is a guy who spied on them. They didn't care. He was baby black Jesus to them, boy. He could do no wrong. So the White House correspondence dinner became Obama's platform. Well, you can't be too mad at me. Look at him. Man. Come in and have fun. We just have a little fun with each other. It's pathetic. He says this. The White House Correspondents Association asked me to make the case for the First Amendment, and I am happy to oblige. Freedom of the press is always a timely subject, and it seems like the perfect moment to go back to the basics. My major worry these days is that we Americans will forget who we are as a people, and historians should serve as our chief custodians in preserving that rich storehouse of memory. While I have never been mistaken for a stand-up comedian, I promise that my history lesson won't be dry. There was a guy, he was a comedian. And I don't remember his name, but he was a Jewish guy. Okay, not giving you a whole lot there, with glasses. And I can't remember his name, but he took these historical incidents of the, you know, from the past, and he would historical from the past. Yeah, you get it. But he would make them into fun history lessons, and it was a really good series. And suddenly he went away. And I haven't seen this guy in ages. He could have passed away. He could have died. He would probably be, I'm going to guess and say, in his maybe early 60s now. But, and he was in movies too occasionally, kind of bit parts in movies. But I'm telling you, he made history comedically fun. It was informative. And I thought, what a treasure to do that. I'm going to have to find this guy and get you his name because it really was that well produced. So I think if this guy does what, you know, historians do, it'll be interesting. Kilmeade, at this event, he went through the history of his book, you know, how he put all this stuff together. And I'll admit it was a little bit dry because Brian walked you through it a little bit too much. But it was historically interesting, and it did give me a want to hear more about it. Same thing with Dan Bongino. Bongino ran through Spygate, his book, and I got to tell you, my first thing was I want to get the book. Now, they gave him away, so I do have it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Occasionally, the left have to eat their own. And they did just recently. And that was in the firing of Mark Lamont Hill from CNN. And I asked the obvious question when I heard he got fired. And that obvious question is, what took so long? But then again, why was Hill ever hired? He's not articulate. And he sounds like he has marbles in his mouth most of the time. And though he calls himself a professor, he's one of the dumbest people I've ever met. But being dumb is historically how you get hired at CNN, though there are a few exceptions. Who is it? Catherine Hamm. Jesus, that lady's sharp. But regardless, Hill is among the new tragedies. This is according to Mediaite. CNN reportedly fired contributor Mark Lamont Hill over remarks he made that rationalized terrorism against Israelis and the destruction of Israel. Mark Lamont Hill is no longer under contract with CNN, a CNN spokesperson told Mediaite. Now, that's the way to fire somebody. See, when Fox fired me, we find Kevin Jackson's comments reprehensible. So he's no longer under contract. It goes on to say this. In a speech at the United Nations on Wednesday, Mr. Hill urged nations to boycott Israel and called for a free Palestine from the river to the sea, a term widely used by terrorist groups, and calling for Israel to be replaced by an Arab-majority state stretching from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. He also downplayed terrorist attacks on Israelis by calling nonviolence a form of respectability and comparing Palestinian terror attacks to violence used by other activist movements he'd expect his listeners to endorse. Anyway, I don't know if that read correctly, but essentially what he was saying, he was condoning the terrorist acts of Palestinians against the Israelis. Now, CNN has often prided itself on allowing ethnocentric racists to be in prominent roles. Look, they've got Al Sharpton that had a show, and many others, and Mark Lamont Hill is all over the place on that channel. So here's why I'm bringing this up. I don't think this is limited to this comment for Hill. I think CNN, for whatever reason, is beginning to wake up a bit. Look, I don't want you to think I've got like warm and fuzzies going up my leg. I'm not getting tingly, okay? Yeah, I see you. No, I'm not. Don't try to act like, my producers always look at me like, yeah, y'all a bunch of little schoolgirls. Look, I'm not getting tingly over this. I've watched Hill conduct interviews, and they're pathetic. They're truly pathetic. I was going to get the producers to get a couple of clips, and I just told them, I said, guys, I don't even want y'all to put our audience through listening to this guy. He talks too fast. What you understand is, you know, black people have always understood this problem be like this and this such and other, and it's causational versus constitutional. You know, and you're sitting there going, what? It's like listening to Michael Eric Dyson. Michael Eric Dyson sounds like a leftist Tourette syndrome sufferer who is Don King's bro. You know, like if they were the same people. If you look at the manifestation, and that's because it's a black thing. And you're like, okay, I got it. I think I get it. It's crazy. I don't know why they hired this guy. Unless Hill argues some anti-white, anti-conservative narrative, he provides few insights into other topics. That's not to say he's relevant in the topic in which he believes himself to be an authority, which is, of course, race and classism. It's just that outside of the areas where he really considers himself to be an expert, he is totally, completely incompetent. He doesn't know about economics. I'm just saying, put whatever title you want on the guy. He's a professor of such and such. Here's what Hill commented to the United Nations. He says, contrary to Western mythology, black resistance to American apartheid did not come purely through Gandhian nonviolence. We must allow the Palestinian people the same range of opportunity and political possibility. Then he said, if we're standing in solidarity with Palestinian people, we must recognize the right of an occupied people to defend itself. We must prioritize peace, but we must not romanticize or fetishize it. I listen to guys like him and just shake my head. They think because they use a few big words, you're going to be amazed by an occupied people? Palestinians don't exist. There's no such place as Palestine. The place that leftists try to recognize as Palestine is Judea. And it's got a few other names, but it's Judea. Interestingly, Arabs and Jews, more specifically Muslims, get along well for the most part in Jerusalem. But countries recognizing these so-called Palestinians got their butts kicked by the Israelis in the Six-Day War, and thus, to the victor goes the spoils. And Israel said, this is our territory. They beat Jordan, Syria, and a host of other Arab countries that all united against this little bitty country and whooped their heads. Anyway, these anti-Semites run amok, folks, in today's society. They don't even apologize for it. They fester on college campuses. They fester in the media. And this is why I think there's more to the firing of Hill than his anti-Semitic remarks. They're all over his media. It doesn't matter that Zucker, who's a Jew, runs CNN. They've let people say anti-Semitic stuff all day long on that channel. I don't know why they did this, but it's more than just that. He did something else. I don't care what it is. I'm glad he's gone. And not because I wish any ill will on him. I hope he moves on to do something that he enjoys and that, you know, it's fruitful in his life. But to give him that big of a platform, I think is crazy. And he wasn't good at his job. I don't know who CNN is going to replace him with. Unless things change, it'll just be another ethnocentric racist leftist moron, because that's who they seem to focus on in terms of the people that they want to promote. Now, I know, Kevin, Kevin Al Sharpton's on MSNBC. I get it. But I'm saying all these channels, they go back and listen to them. They either hire women that hate men, blacks that hate whites, whites that hate whites. Somebody on those channels that is considered a host always hates somebody. And it's generally speaking us. They hate Trump. They hate the people that voted for Trump. They hate the people that thought about voting for Trump. They hate the people that crossed over and now support Trump. You know, that's the way it is. But I look at it as every time one of these guys bites the dust, because we didn't do an orchestrated effort to get rid of Mark Lamont Hill. A couple of Jewish groups were upset with him. But whatever CNN did, it wasn't because we got a bunch of, you know, bots to go in and go, listen what Mark Lamont Hill said, the way they targeted me at Fox and the way they've targeted others. They fired a black dude at CNN. I can't remember his name. Worked for Bush. And same way they fired me. He makes a comment. Boom. They jump on him with these fake bots and CNN bit. Same thing Fox did with me. They acted like all those people were real. They weren't real. Hey, it's their loss as far as I'm concerned. Merry Christmas. Mark Lamont Hill is no longer on CNN.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of people in Washington, D.C. are filing past the flag-draped coffin of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol to pay their respects. A state funeral for Bush will take place immediately following the public viewing at Washington's National Cathedral tomorrow, where former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father. Jeb Bush reflects on his father's life.
He's really uncomfortable with people taking care of him. You know, it's the challenge for people that are really in that situation is they lose their dignity a bit, or they think they do. And so I was very, you know, it's sad to watch that as someone who loves my dad. But he never complained. He was always in good humor.
Some senators are even more convinced the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. A select group of senators was briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not sure if you could hear that very well. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was in France. The manifestation, which is the word for riot or picket, whatever. Call it whatever you want. But the French are in turmoil over there because of higher taxes, higher gasoline taxes specifically. And in that particular manifestation, they've decided they wanted to chant, "We want Trump. We want Trump." How often can I be right, folks? I don't know. You know, let me count the ways, Romeo. I guess as much as President Trump says Americans will like winning. As France burns from years of socialist rule, and I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, America is going through a renaissance. A renaissance. The difference in why one country is on an ill-fated path and another is, you know, just booming is because of the leadership. We don't have a chump for a leader. Which is what France now has. See, we watched in America for 8 years as our black version of Emmanuel Macron ruined this country. Now, people argue, come on, Kevin, you're being too tough on Obama. He didn't ruin it. Things weren't too... Yeah, they were. They were bad. You can patch a lot of holes with $8 trillion. And that's what Barack Obama did. Eight-plus trillion worthless dollars pumped into an anemic economy. And the black boy wonder felt like he was a rock star. As one comedian put it, we told you Obama was Superman, but we forgot to tell you that Negro didn't know how to fly. So France is suffering from a similar delusion. The election of Macron was going to cure all of their ills. Why? Because he's a good-looking guy, man. Macron's a good-looking guy. He promised everything. He promised hope and change. He just promised elected, "I will bring to you hope and change." They were like, "Ooh, you go boy, you go boy." And don't forget his first encounter with Donald Trump. I always reflect on how these people try to do things. You know, like somebody that meets you and they're all puffed up. You ever seen these guys, like, the dudes in the weight room, they come in like, "Hey, how you doing?" And they're all swollen. you know, like one of those lizards that flares its neck out, you know, that neck thing out. He's looking like, dude, you don't have to, nice to meet you too, Brad, Thor, whatever. I mean, nice to meet you. What are we flexing here? When the people that meet you and they got to flex, you know, they're about la-di-da. They ain't about nothing. That was Macron. He's flexing, trying to shake Donald Trump's hand really hard. Get him! And Trump's looking at him like, son, what are you doing? I talked earlier, but the adoring leftists, they loved Macron. The media, especially Joy Reid, quipped that she wished Macron could be president. I don't know if she said, like, could be over the United States or whatever. She wanted him to be the president of the United States. Emmanuel Macron. Why? Because his policies work so well. I don't know why, but she wanted him to be president over probably the best president in the history of America outside of wartime presidents. Because, I mean, Washington and Lincoln, you got to give them some major credit. But in terms of what we need for today, I don't think Washington or Lincoln could have been better. I'm being honest with you. And I've already told you, as much as I respect Ronald Reagan, you can't mention him in the same breath as Trump. Trump keeps promises and he's not swayed. Reagan got swayed. Trump's not swayed. So I look at this, you know, here's France saying, we want Trump, we want Trump. Britain, they credited Brexit because of Donald Trump. Poland, I talked about the Tijuana mayor wearing a MAGA hat, make Tijuana great again. Poland people wearing their shirts, make Poland great again. These people thanking Donald Trump. The number of countries that said, to heck with this climate accord. There was a graphic that showed, and this is how the news presented it. Trump was with the G20, and they said one of these countries dropped out of the climate accords. Of course, the United States. And then a friend of mine put it as a tweet, 19 of these countries have never met the goals of the climate accord. So you've got an accord, and none of the people in it have met the rules, but they want everybody to stay in it. And you know who's footing the bill? You are. So Donald Trump says, no, enough is enough. And the French recognize this. Of all people, the French, we want Trump because President Trump is the man. And don't think France is the only place. I'm telling you, I'm giving you some other examples, but this is happening all over the world. The immigration pact that's going on right now, where these countries are trying to say, we all have to agree that immigration is a human right. Many of these countries are going to bug out of that. I want to play a clip, though. This is what's going on in the EU right now. They want to outlaw anybody talking about changing the immigration agreement. I think this is what it is. It's either that or climate, but it was shocking. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, dear guests, it's nice to have you here on our Strasbourg press conference. And I would like to say some words on the Global Compact on Migration. On the 10th and 11th of December, there will be an international congress in Marrakech, Morocco, with regard to this Global Compact on Migration. And the participating countries are set to sign this agreement. And although this joint agreement isn't binding, it's still meant to be the legal framework on which the participating countries commit themselves to build new legislation. And one basic element of this new agreement is the extension of the definition of hate speech. The agreement wants to criminalize migration speech. Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense. And media outlets, and that also concerns you, that give room to criticism of migration can be shut down. The Compact for Migration is legalization of mass migration.
There you have it. I don't know if you're... I'm appalled. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm appalled. You can't say I'm against it. So how do you fight it? How do you say, you know what? I'm against that. I know I'm not. I don't want to be. It's gone. It is. It's gone from a court of public opinion. It's like the Muslims. You can't say it. You say something against the Muslims and it's a criminal offense. Since when? Since when? You're a free thinking citizen and you can't say something against a religion. But that's where we've gone to. That's scary. And wow. I mean, when I heard that, you know who sent that to me? Katie Hopkins from the UK. Katie and I were together. See, her husband was with, I don't want to sound like that, but at the Breakers, both speaking at an event. And she says, Kevin, you won't believe Britain. And I said, yeah, I will. I said, because one of my friends was just over there. He's a TV guy. And he told me, he and his girlfriend's British. They said, Kevin, you're not going to recognize it. I was going to go. When I was in Paris, I was going to take the tunnel and go over. And you know what? I didn't even have the gusto to go. Yeah, okay, what? You're going to go see Big Ben and, you know, whatever, the cathedrals and, you know, where the Queen stays and all that? No, Buckingham Palace. Been there, done that. Scary stuff. And so when Donald Trump, he challenges all of this. Donald Trump is scary to the entire New World Order because he's saying, what are you talking about? Open borders and immigration is a right, a human right. It's not a human right. Borders have been established. Rules have been made. Now, if you want to have, he's saying, if you want to go for that, go for that. The United States isn't going for that. And more importantly, and I can't explain to you when I saw these French people chanting, we want Trump, man, I can't even tell you the feeling I had. See, when I was over there, I proudly told people, I'm American. I voted for Trump. Every Uber driver, anybody I talked to that struck up any conversation, because I was like, you know what? The world needs to know we support this guy. We're going to do a video where I show you, I practice what I preach. I walked around with, you know, with God stuff, Trump stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a ton to talk about, but I've been wanting to get to this story for a little while, and it's called 10 Ways Obama Hurt America. And, you know, it's tough to get through all of these because you could probably spend an entire show, it's certainly one segment, on just one of them. For example, he didn't heal our racial divisions. Now, I've been a long-time critic of Barack Obama, and it has nothing to do with his race. Most of you, I would say 99.9% of you who are critical of Barack Obama, it has zero to do with his race. Well, it has 99.9% nothing to do with his race. What bothers you about Barack Obama when it comes to race, because this is what bothers me about him, is both he and his wife are ethnocentric racist. It's like having a member of the Klan in office. I could say to you, I don't really care about his political, you know, that he doesn't like black people. I really want to look at his policies. And if I don't like his policies, that's what I'm going to not like about him. But if I know that he's anti-black, I'm certainly going to take that into account that maybe he's legislating that way. Good example, FDR. FDR is a Democratic icon. Cross-burning races, LBJ. We're going to help black folks. He's going to help us into the poorhouse. And he did it. Both of those guys were complicit in the very situation that most blacks find, many blacks, not most, but many blacks find themselves in today. They were both racist. Their policies ultimately hurt us. They may have been disguised to help, but they weren't. Donald Trump, his policies empower black people. But anyway, I want to go back to Obama. So I can just talk about he didn't heal the racial divisions. And here's what this thing, what they write. The first thing people expected of Obama, the whole reason for his presidency was already hailed as historic on Inauguration Day. Before he'd done a single official act, because voters thought that the first black president would help America put the ugly history of racial division politics behind us. And here's what's funny to me when I read that statement. We already had the division of race, but you know, the racial divisiveness behind us. It was behind us. The only people who talk about this nonsense are leftists. But they said from his earliest stumbling efforts, anyone remember the beer summit? Obama has proven alternately uninterested and ham-handed in dealing with this signature issue. What he has mostly contributed has been the rush in prejudge racially charged cases like the shooting of Trayvon Martin or the questionable shooting in Ferguson. Before the defendants even get their day in court. When do you prejudge something on the basis of race? Isn't there a word for that? Yes, stupidity. So he says, as the recent race riots in Ferguson confirm, Obama's not served as some kind of magical bridge or promote mutual understanding between whites and blacks. Instead, he's done more to inflame tensions than he has done to diffuse them. Expectations, they say, were overblown from the beginning, and he worked hard to overblow them. When voters chose him, they were hoping for the opposite of an unscrupulous race hustler like Al Sharpton. There was even a joke about Obama sending Sharpton and Jackson on missions to non-existent countries just to get them as far away from his campaign as possible. Now Sharpton was Obama's go-to man on race. With a White House source gushing to Politico that, quote, there's a trust factor with the Rev from the Oval Office on down. I want you to think about that for just a second. There's a trust factor from the Rev, from the Oval Office on down. They gave Al Sharpton credibility in that administration. The next one, the stimulus didn't stimulate. What did you expect? They said Obama was elected in the wake of 2008 financial crisis. First big act was to sign this gargantuan package of stimulus, financed entirely with debt. He's going to jumpstart the economy. Congress voted for hundreds of billions of dollars for shovel-ready projects, which later Obama admitted don't exist, and the money disappeared without a trace. How many recovery summers had there been in which growth and employment was finally supposed to take off, only to peter out again? First one was in 2010, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, did it all eventually happen? Yeah, but let me tell you, I've said this 1,000 times. Give me $8 trillion and tell me what you want me to make successful. I'll take four, put it in my Swiss bank account. I'll make you the most successful country on the planet with $4 trillion. Give me a country in Africa. Say, Kevin, I dare you. Go to the motherland with your $4 trillion and see what you do. Then you get back with us. And I will. I'll come back. And I'll be the king, and that country will flourish, and other countries around me will be like, man, we got to do what that King Kevin Jackson Wuku does, because he knows what he's doing. Give me $4 trillion and watch what I do. Financial reform didn't reform. That was number three. Obama saw to it we would never repeat problems that led to the financial crisis or the recession in the first place, right? Except that the Dodd-Frank financial reforms didn't reform anything. They created a couple thousand pages of new legislation, many, many new executive branch regulations, which helped to muddle the rules rather than clarify them. The old system, in which a handful of giant financial institutions were considered too big to fail and thus could depend on the rest of us to bail them out, well, it's alive and well. Next one, Obamacare, a boondoggle. Disastrous launch. You all know the story about that. Said it was going to provide insurance for 32 million people. It said Obamacare covers, in its whatever number you want to give me, I guarantee you it did not end up covering 32 million people, probably 32 people. It, when you look at the net, it's got people more afraid to go to the doctor than before. It's much more expensive than they promised. It is leading to single payer, which is worthless, and I could go on and on and on. It's not as, there's no success. They kept moving the goalpost. We got to get 32 million. Oh, well, we only got 3 million. Well, that's pretty good because we were thinking about blah, blah, blah. And it was funny, their own numbers. Well, we need to have 10 by now, but they only have 3. Well, 3 is still pretty good. The goalpost moved, the game changed to whatever they needed, and the rules were the rules. You like your doctor, keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you keep your plan. Lie, lie. And people say, Obamacare, people are going to lose their Obamacare. Yeah, that's like saying people would never want to miss Michelle Obama if she came to town to sell a book. Which of you would be compelled to go see Michelle Obama? Would just be compelled. I got to go see her. She's in town. No, at all costs. That's Obamacare. The level of excitement you would have to go get your book signed by Michelle Obama. Any book. Yeah, I'm not even just talking about hers. Any book. Anything. That's how people are excited about Obamacare. Obama failed to reform immigration. Yeah. You want to know why? He didn't want to reform it. Yeah, Obama. None of these guys. I told you, give me your problem. And you know what the left does? Let me just play it out for you. The left says, "Ooh, they create a problem. Immigration. We got a legal system. They create the problem of immigration. So people coming over, getting on the different systems, and getting becoming completely intertwined in our system. They use the 14th Amendment to let them have their anchor babies. It doesn't even apply to them. So now they're latching. Even if they're illegal, they got a legal child here now. And you can't separate the children from the parents. So they got all kinds of things. And then they go, it's just too complicated now, man. It's too complicated. So then somebody goes, well, I tell you what, we can uncomplicate it. Here's what we'll do. We'll close off the border. Build that wall. We'll start getting on to people, you know, like the businesses that are allowing these people to exist. We'll bring look at the people who are here already. If they've got employment that you truly, the Americans, don't want to do, we'll look at a path to citizenship. But we're not going to put them ahead of the legal people. And you know, just on and on. We're going to do all these different things. We're going to little by little, piecemeal, fix the problem. And ICE is going to be part of it. You know, the left says, get rid of ICE, man. Get rid of ICE. ICE is part of the fix. Oh, I thought you wanted to fix the problem. Let's build a wall. No, man, you can't build a wall. They're coming. They're coming to invade. You can't stop them. This is not what we do. This is not, as Barack Obama said, it's not who we are. It's not who we are. Yeah. So they do everything. Why? Because we must have comprehensive immigration reform. I love how, if you parse the language, you get it. We must have common sense gun reform. Okay, what's that mean? Here's common sense gun reform. Stop criminals from getting guns. Let legal people get them. That's common sense. Oh, this one's too powerful. This one will shoot too fast or too much or whatever. This is used for what? Let me just tell you something. There's the common sense approach, which is the piecemeal approach to anything that you do. I've talked about this on the show. Is what works, but they don't care. I got to go quickly. Let me give you the rest of these. So the next one is, he withdrew prematurely from Iraq, probably. He certainly left $1 billion of armaments and money there. That didn't help. He engendered ISIS. He blew the Arab Spring, maybe so. Of course he did. He ignored the threat of a resurgent Russian dictatorship. I think that's way overblown. That's my personal opinion. He didn't shut down Gitmo, kept the NSA spying, big deal. He made America irrelevant. Thank God for Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.